Well, with Ian Harvey at Chelmsford after the Royal London Cup match, a brave chase, but just short at the end.
Yeah, it was. We got off to a half-decent start, but yeah, we just lost wickets at crucial stages, and we had guys who got in and got set and then got out. So got a bit tough towards the end. They bowled well, but I think, yeah, we'd be a little bit disappointed with the end result.
You just about got to the same position as you were on Sunday, something like just over 100 with 10 to go, 69 with 6 to go. If Jack Taylor and Ian Cohen had stayed in, you might have really pushed it.
Oh, no, definitely. You would have hoped so, but that's the game of cricket. We lost wickets, as I said, at crucial stages, and from our point of view, that was disappointing, and it should never have really got to that stage anyway. But as I said, they bowled well. They were a lot smarter in the field, and as I said, we fell just short.
First time you've conceded over 300. Was it a really good wicket? It looked quite a slow pitch, actually.
No, it looked a good wicket for batting on. We didn't field that well. We must have gave 20, 25, maybe 30 runs away in the field, and if you're going to do that and drop a couple of chances, then good sides will make you pay, and that's what they did today.
Was the Cook one the critical one?
Oh, you drop a player like that, it's going to make a difference, isn't it? But no, it wasn't just that. That it all adds up throughout the 50 overs, and as I said, we must have gave away 25, maybe nearly 30 runs, and that can be the difference in the end.
Well, Ian Cobain got runs again. Phil Mustard got runs really for the first time in this competition, so at least the runs are coming now for almost everybody in the top order.
Well, yeah. Still didn't get us over the line, and that's the main thing. It's nice to have blokes in form, but when you see other guys, when they get in, they, like we did at Lords, when the guys get in and they get set, they've got to try and see us home, and that didn't happen today. But yeah, if there's a consolation prize, it was good for Phil and for Cowie to continue his form.
You got to Southampton now on Sunday. By the end of the weekend, if you were to do a 2 wins and 2 losses, how would you feel about that in the group?
Well, that's what we're going to have to hopefully be come Sunday. So at the start of the competition, would we have taken that? Probably not. But at the moment, we've got no choice. So we have to bounce back, and we have to do it very quickly. We did it after the Glamorgan game at Lords, and we're going to have to do it again at Southampton.
Obviously, Michael won the toss today and chose to chase. Do you still think you're a better side batting second, having judged what the pitch is like?
Well, I think the results around the country, not just us. The wickets have been very good, and I think most teams are bowling first and chasing runs. So it can work, and it can't. Sometimes it doesn't work. But as I said, today it didn't work. At Lords it did work. But I think whatever you do, bat or bowl first, you got to do it well.
Thank you. Thanks for joining.
No worries.